theory that there's a global government summit as it is going on, amazingly. That is Orwell. That is gaslighting. And hopefully everybody can recognize this. Hopefully everybody has enough common sense and enough IQ points left to figure that out, what's staring everybody in the face. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. This is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on social media. And also support Alex in the store.
For more than 30 years, and I have tracked the fact they're obsessed with keeping the general population of the planet, particularly America, from producing our own free market solutions and ideas. They want monopolies over the economy. And we saw that in the last 3 years, blocking therapeutics, blocking scientists and researchers that expose the truth about COVID and its origins or its treatment. And there have been so many great telephonic sites and organizations and groups that popped up with the therapeutics that saved potentially millions of lives, bare minimum, hundreds of thousands. But now, the platinum standard of medical doctor researcher, Dr. Peter McCullough, working with other top doctors from around, not just the U.S., but Canada and around the world, have come up with OnlineHealthNow.com, the wellness company, so that it's a one-stop shop. So when they take over Big Pharma, when Big Pharma takes over local medicine, the answer is going to doctors, going to organizations and groups that actually care about you and aren't working with the power structure. That's how free market works. And it's so important, believe me, my own life, my family's life, that I had Patriot doctors and telephonic medicine during the heat of the pandemic that saved members of my family's life. And I felt like I was dying. I think saved my life. But now, the platinum standard of this, Dr. Peter McCullough, is heading up a major organization to bring this revolution to the general public. So this is a revolutionary act, ladies and gentlemen, taking control of your health freedom today at OnlineHealthNow.com with the wellness company. Dr. Peter McCullough, spend a few minutes telling us about the revolutionary action.
Alex, thanks for introducing the most positive development we've seen now in decades. For the last 3 years, we've had a continuance of fear and dark news day by day by day. It's so wonderful to bring you a positive solution, the Wellness Company. We have tremendous physician leadership, wonderful e-commerce support staff, have a website that is second to none, a cell phone app, and it's up and running. This alternative healthcare system has uncensored content, virtual appointments with doctors, other healthcare providers, and integrates with community pharmacies, your local laboratory and in vitro diagnostics, imaging companies, treatment packages, real expertise in acute and post-COVID syndrome, vaccine injury syndromes, all your usual primary care needs, certainly handling prescription needs on demand, and then has holistic products in an online store, including nutraceuticals and supplements, all in one package, the Wellness Company, for a low monthly price. Each and every one of you are invited to join this nationwide platform and get assistance when you really need it. Let's never have a situation with COVID-19 like we had where people could not get access to care. I'm so proud to be a part of this new venture.
This is exactly what we need, so we're not sucker punched when they try the next viral release at one of their labs. OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com. I had dozens of other great telephonic groups and organizations on that did a great job in the last 3 years. But now you guys are creating an umbrella group, bringing everybody together and taking it to the next level. Everybody should bookmark it. You should call. You should sign up today. Because not just the prescriptions, not just the meetings, not just the diagnostics, not just meeting with the doctors and others, but the amount of free information and the studies and the reports and the facts and information is a brain trust, now more important than ever with all the big tech censorship we're seeing over our health. OnlineHealthNow.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Peter McCullough.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for more information. We'll be back. It's Michael Silva signing off from the Freedom Network. Thank you for listening today.
Theory that there's a global government summit as it is going on, amazingly. That is Orwell. That is gaslighting. And hopefully everybody can recognize this. Hopefully everybody has enough common sense and enough IQ points left to figure that out, what's staring everybody in the face. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. This is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on social media. And also support Alex in the store.
In the news update for November the 21st, 2022, on this Monday morning edition, broadcasting on two networks at SiriusXM and Terrestrial Satellite Radio Networks, and across the interwebs at all podcast and gadget platforms where you do consume your content. Our podcast name is Top Headlines National and International News Stories. We'll be back with hour number one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
There is a massive story developing in Brazil that the corrupt, inept, pathetic dinosaur legacy American media is ignoring. But there's a story behind that story. But first, here's the Greg Reese report breaking down what's happening in Brazil.
The people of Brazil are united together in protest against the globalist Great Reset. In 2017, Luiz Lula was convicted on charges of corruption and money laundering and sentenced to 9 years in prison. In April of last year, he was released by the Brazilian Supreme Court to run against Bolsonaro. He is supported by the World Economic Forum. Translating,
Lula was not elected. Lula stole my vote, stole from my people. We will not create war. We will not spill blood. We will fight with peace, this son of a Alexandre de Moraes, because he stole our votes and gave them to another criminal, Lula. They reversed his sentence in order to win criminally by stealing and diverting our votes. This was dishonesty, shadiness, criminal. In my country, there is no place for them.
End translation. Alexandre de Moraes is the minister of the Supreme Court of Brazil, who just ordered the banks to block the accounts of anyone supporting the historic protest. All over the world took to the streets like the people of Brazil, then the imminent global tyranny would be eradicated. And this is why the media ignores it. They are hoping you just stay home and watch it like a movie until it arrives at your front door and it's too late.
Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Wow. Powerful stuff from Greg Reese. And we stand with the great Brazilian people. We're standing against their stolen election peacefully in the streets right now. And I think while that's the story, What is the story behind the story? Well, it's that the American media won't even cover it. It's that the American media won't even talk about it. And we all know why. Because they were in the tank for the corrupt communist criminal Lula. And because they know that we already had our moment that they completely scuttled and turned into their Reichstag moment. And that was January 6th, where there's new footage coming out that show the people that were in the building that orchestrated leading people into the building and then opening up the doors are the only ones that haven't been arrested, which means they're clearly being protected by somebody for some reason. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are on this Sunday, November 20th, 2022. An incredible time, a historic time in American history and in world history, as the future of humanity is on the precipice and will either fall into a corporate global tyranny with endless digital bureaucracy, soulless, faceless, spiritless, that you're trapped in forever. A government intervening in every breath you take and every step you make. This is what we must stand against, because we are not slaves. We are not animals. We are human beings made in the image of the Creator, destined to be free. And that's why you're in the audience. And that's why you're joining us here this evening. Now, let me tell you what's coming up tonight. We've got Alex Stein joining us in about 30 minutes. And I mean, this guy just doesn't stop with the hits. And he's outside of a library where they're doing a little drag queen story, child abuse for kids. And it's just so classic how these children behave. And then we're supposed to treat them like adults as they're out here under no thought of their own. This is not an act of their own volition to stand for trans kids surgeries and gay kids and all the other bullcrap that they claim to stand for. But there they are out there with their flags. There they are out there. By the way, they got their nice rifles that Joe Biden wants to ban. Yeah. Yeah, they've got that going too for them now. So we'll be discussing that, playing that video with Alex and getting a little more into that story where more and more every day, gay Americans are saying, hey, wait a second. You're not going to use us as a means to get access to children. You're not going to say LGBTQ pride and wave a pride flag and then say, now let me get naked and dance in front of your child. It's LGBT. And so they're showing up at city council meetings, school board meetings. The Gays Against Groomers is becoming a larger group. So there is the pushback. So we're going to do at least two segments. If we're having a good time, maybe we'll extend that with Alex Stein. Maybe he wants to stay around all night. We'll take calls with him, because I'm going to be taking calls then in the second hour of the Alex Jones transmission, and then in the first hour of Sunday Night Live transmission following this show. And then we're going to have Sean Stone and Vivian Kubrick in studio. So I've got some news here. I've got the news with the shooting. But before I get into that and explain what's really going on here, which is just crazy at this point, how people can't see what's going on. But that's just typical. We're about to be severely distracted with this 2024 presidential race, where we don't even have a day off, let's say, in between election cycles. I mean, they're still counting some of the votes from the midterm elections. What are we, like 2 weeks removed from them? They're still counting votes in some areas, seemingly all for Democrats, magically. But with Trump already announcing we're already into the 2024 season, and you've already seen the media move against him, you've already seen the establishment GOP move against him. And so this is going to be a big distraction item. Not to say that it's not important, because it is. I don't have to explain the importance of it. You know why it's important. You're thinking about it. You're talking about it. You're following it. But it's a distraction from the larger issue that Trump himself is not going to properly bring to the table. And he has laid it out before, but not near to the extent, not near to the priority, which is the giant corporate world government that is being built right now, where we're going into everything digital, and then everything is run on some sort of digital database tracker system that you're not going to get access to unless you are fully compliant. And you got a taste of it with COVID, but really you're just getting a taste of it with everyday life now. You may have noticed, and I was at an event last night, and all the venues here in Austin are now cash free. And I'm sitting there and I'm trying to pay cash, and it's all robotic. And I don't necessarily mind. I mean, it's okay, it's convenient. You walk right up, you grab a beverage, you grab a box of popcorn, whatever, and you slide your card, and it's just a nice, smooth transition. I'm all for using technology to make our lives more convenient, sure. But I'm trying to pay cash. He's like, oh no, there's one attendant with all the robot checker devices. He's like, oh no. We don't take cash anymore. I'm like, oh wow, that's so great, isn't it? Oh, I'm so glad we're moving to a cashless society. It'll be so great when the government can track everything we do. Boy, oh boy, sir, do I need to show you my vaccine passport? Just making a joke of it. The guy actually agreed with me. He was like, yeah, it's ridiculous. He thought it was funny. But see, that's where it goes. So, oh, okay, yeah, you like the convenience of the technology. Sure, I like the convenience. Instead of waiting in line, I just walk right up, grab a beverage out of the cooler, slide my card in, boom, I'm checked out. Oh, so okay, I like that convenience, but then it's, oh, sorry, oh, your card didn't work. It says you're not updated on your vaccine. Oh, your card has been declined. It looks like you made a post on the internet that was bad, and so, sorry, you can't use your card. It's been shut off. I don't know what to do. Sorry, nothing we can do. And then that's it. There's nothing you can do. Oh, you want to go get dinner? Oh, you want to go get groceries? Oh, you want to fill your car with gas? Oh, sorry, card doesn't work. Sorry, you made a bad post on the internet. Sorry, you didn't get your latest vaccine. La-di-da. And yes, it is like the Black Mirror episode where the whole woman's life falls apart because her social credit score falls apart. And then she's in a living nightmare, in a living hell. So that's where it all goes. So that's the bigger issue. That's what we see building around us. That's what we see building around the world. That's what you're starting to see, not just the taste of it with COVID, but you're just starting to see it in everyday life now. And that's the bigger issue than the 2024 presidential election. Because it'll be nice to have prosperity with Trump, and it'll be nice to have a president that actually cares about America and isn't a total traitor like Joe Biden. And it'll be nice to have a man who's actually running the country, not whatever shadow government's running it now. That'll all be great. We'll love it. We'll love the prosperity. Hell, he might actually do something about the borders and other issues. But if we aren't allowed a stopgap, if we aren't allowed a buffer, if we aren't allowed at least a crack to say, hey, we're not going to go under any form of digital corporate world government, which, by the way, Ron DeSantis came out the other day and said anything World Economic Forum is not going to be allowed in Florida. Anything World Economic Forum is going to be dead on arrival in Florida, Ron DeSantis. So as somebody here that's already said I'm behind Trump, and DeSantis obviously hasn't announced he's running, nobody has, but that's the kind of stuff you want to be hearing and need to be hearing from whoever the presidential candidate nominee ends up being that you get behind. Because that's the larger issue. We can have prosperity all day and it'll be great, but if you're forced into a slave system with no control, no human behind it, no soul, then the prosperity is not going to be so great. And we'll be better off than most countries, but you'll be forced to take that injection and, oh, you got a bad one. Is it for you? Is it for your lineage? Sorry. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into this shooting news on the other side, and I'm going to tell you what's really going on here. The response from the Democrat Party and the mainstream media to the club, the nightclub, the supposed gay club, which is, of course, called Club Q. I'm not saying that has anything to do with the Q movement. It's just like, are you kidding me with this? Really? It's Club Q? Really? Five dead, 18 wounded in shooting at LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado. So again, the response from the Democrat Party, the response from the liberal mainstream media should not surprise us, but it does remind us just how sick and twisted they really are, doesn't it? Now, we all know why they're making a big deal of this shooting, because they can politicize it, blame it on their opposition, and then once again, in an emotional outcry, say, we have to ban guns. We have to end the Second Amendment. But look, I can play this game every day. You understand? I could play this game every Monday, and I've been doing it more often now just as a exhibition on how you could play this game. But I mean, you know, just look at these stories. Two injured from two overnight shootings in Baltimore. That's last night. Philadelphia, Delaware County Police investigating deadly double shooting in Yeadon. Last night, Chicago shootings, two teens among nine shot in weekend gun violence across city. Again, that's yesterday. Two teenagers shot on Staten Island. So I can play this game all day. I can play this game every Monday specifically. Weekends are really violent. The worst in Chicago. And this is just a handful of cities I chose to look at. I didn't even really go into San Francisco or Los Angeles or St. Louis. Probably Dallas had a little loving violence too. So we could play this game all day long. Now, why do they never cover these shootings? Why do they never cover the violence in the inner cities? Why do they never cover the shootings in the inner cities? Do I really have to say why? Have we really not figured it out yet? But fine, let's not even answer that question. Instead, let's answer this question. Why are they choosing to make the big fuss about the shooting in Colorado at the nightclub? Now, let's be clear here. I think it's bad that we're so normalized to cities having violence and shootings all the time that we've just normalized it, and so it's not even news. So it only becomes news if it's outside of the normal realm of activity. Oh, mass shootings in inner cities. Oh, black-on-black violence. Ah, we don't care. We don't cover that. We're just used to that. That's just normal. We can't tug at the emotional heartstrings over that. We can't use that to blame our political opposition. And we can't politicize that in the nature that we'd like to so that we can eventually end the Second Amendment, because that's really what it's all about. And see, you would hope that we'd have enough common sense, enough instincts at this point to say and realize anybody who wants to disarm you wants to enslave you. Anybody who comes to disarm you is the bad guy. So immediately after this, what are the Democrats saying? Joe Biden calls for assault weapons ban. We don't even have a classification of an assault weapon. I mean, an assault weapon could be anything. I could use a bowling pin for an assault weapon. I mean, bowling pins are probably even used for murder. Somebody probably whacked a guy over the head with a bowling pin. That's an assault weapon. Joe Biden calls for assault weapons ban following deadly gay nightclub mass shooting. And it's all about it's gay. That's how they tug at the emotional heartstrings. It's gay, it's gay, it's gay. And then they politicize it so they can use that momentum, that emotion, to trick you and deceive you into turning over your firearms and disarming yourself. Thinking, oh, it's such a tragedy. I feel bad. Here, take my gun. That'll make things better. Which, of course, it won't. But see, it's even more disgusting, actually, what's been on display with Joe Biden and really AOC has really just shown how disgusting she really is under the surface with this. Responding, blaming it on Lauren Boebert because it's in her district. Blaming it on Donald Trump. Just total wickedness. Just total filth and disgust. Just a trash human. What a shame. Nice looking girl has to be such a trash human. Maybe we'll get comments from her ex-boyfriend, Alex Stein, coming up next. To blame Donald Trump, to blame Lauren Boebert, they haven't even released any images thus far of the shooter, and the police have not said if they know of any motives. So they haven't even said that. Now, I get it. You want to rush to a conclusion. You want to rush to a judgment. You don't care if you're wrong, because when you are wrong, the media comes around to protect you. So you can say things that are wildly inaccurate without any punishment as long as you're a good liberal Democrat. This is the display of liberal Democrat supremacy on full display. They believe they are better than you. It's not about white supremacy. The whole concept of white supremacy is a distraction for their liberal supremacy. That's what it really is. They're liberal Democrat supremacy. They think they're better than you and they should run your life. It's the modern day KKK. And for them to blame Donald Trump and blame Lauren Boebert when they haven't even released any motives and two people that have nothing to do with it, it's just sick. It's just sick. And to have these people in power is dangerous. Dangerous. And I think we know that, but I don't think we're getting fair representation when we go to vote. And we might be finding that out the hard way. Then again, we might also find it out the easy way with some developments that are going to be coming out of Arizona, which I'll discuss later on. RNC had roving attorneys quietly monitoring Maricopa voting centers. One has finally released his damning evidence. And it's just out of control. We've got more footage of the ballot mules. We've got the anomalies, the machine shutting down. It's just so in your face. It's so obvious. But that's what they do, is they do it blatantly in your face so that you can't even believe it. And then if you stand up and you say something and question it, they demonize you and make you feel like an idiot or criminalize you so that you don't stand up and speak the truth. Very dangerous place to be. But that's why we salute the people in Brazil by the millions still standing against their fraudulent election results. Now, when we come back, Alex Stein is going to be joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, big sales still going on at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is we are selling out a lot of the product. So the sales are happening. You're taking advantage of 50% off almost the entire store. The bad news is a lot of this stuff is running out of stock. And in the Biden economy, we just don't know when it's going to be back in stock, sadly. You've noticed that things are taking longer to return to stock. Well, this is the Biden supply chain, folks. It's a disaster. But we still have DNA Force Plus 50% off in stock. We still have Brain Force Plus 60% off in stock. We still have Alpha Power and Bodies in stock 50% off. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, very popular, selling out quickly. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, though, in stock 50% off. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That way I know I'm getting at least 100% of my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, and so much more. And of course, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you support free speech by keeping us on the air. We'll be right back with Alex Stein.
See, this guy keeps on trying to butt me every time I walk by.
You what?
Dude, I'm walking down the
street. I'm standing here. I'm allowed.
Let him go sideways.
Get out of my...
All right, Alex, you need to leave.
I'm not leaving, guys. You're trying to get in my way. I'm here on a public street. Get out of my way.
Oh, my God, guys, I'm so scared. The Antifa, they brought their play guns, their squirt guns. Oh, my God, your arts and crafts time. Did this mess up your arts and crafts time? You guys think you'll be able to go home and play with
us? Why is it so tiny?
Look how scary they are. Oh, my God, this guy's so scared. I'm so scared. He's got his gun, his big gun. He's a big, bad guy. Oh, my God. I'm so happy you're protecting these children so they can go get indoctrinated and go in there for transgender story time. You're such a good American. God bless this guy. Look at him. I'm scared.
How dare you.
I mean, these people, these are the real cowards. They're hiding behind their masks. They got their little guns. They think they're so tough. We're at a bookstore here in Den, Texas, where they're trying to do drag queen story hour. And of course, the typical people here with their masks on, not able to actually stand up for what they believe in because they're all cowards. Officer, you think it's unusual they have their assault weapons like that out here in front of a place like this? Is that normal? No comment.
Dude, I'm walking down the street. I'm standing here. I'm allowed.
My favorite part right here. Stiff arm. Sit down. Sit down.
I'm not children. But see, that's these are the real scaredy cats. They gotta walk around with a gun. They can't handle themselves like a real man. Because all right, guys, I just want to announce, I'm Primetime 99 Alex Stein, and I love y'all, even though you guys don't love me, and I know you guys probably love children a little too much, but I'm very empathetic to you guys.
Yeah, but
I love
they got
you
a gay
even
flag.
Guys with the guns, I feel sorry.
But that's a nice, beautiful. Notice the brand new flag. They just pulled it out of the bag too. Someone probably brought them. Why they have the fold blinds in them. All right, guys, there it is. Alex Stein. You got to give it to me one more time. I got to see the Jim Brown stiff arm. I mean, they need to be teaching folks high school athletics. Alex Stein was a high school football legend, by the way, a legend in his time. And so for him to put that stiff arm on display like that, high school guys, he's giving a free tutorial. Please put him on the screen. Boom, the Jim Brown stiff arm. And there it is, folks, in live time. If you're a high school football player, you need to learn how to hold the ball, in this case, hold the phone and the stiff arm. Incredible work. Alex, I have to tell you, though, I'm watching the video and I'm having, like, flashbacks. I'm having, like, traumatic experiences because standing up next to these goons is truly, I mean, these people are freaks, man. I mean, you're putting yourself right in front of the freak shows out there.
Yeah, but you know, okay, but Owen, you know, when you said your favorite part is when that guy fell down, obviously that's everybody's favorite part, but my favorite part is the guy right after. He's like, all right, Alex, it's time to go. And it really, the kind of symbolism behind that, just the way he said it, and I hate to admit this because this is the harsh reality in which we live in, that there are literally people armed Antifa outside of these, you know, drag your kids to pride events or drag queen storytime events. But at the same time, that guy's literally live action role playing. You know, I mean, he's like, all right, Alex, you know, get out of here. Like, he knows who I am. I don't know that guy's name, but I mean, I've seen that guy in multiple things. It's almost at this point, it's just like Antifa political theater, and they're trying to intimidate us, you know, just normal citizens by having the guns. And what I hope and what I hope this content proves is that we should not be scared of them. Of course, they got a gun. Of course, having a big, you know, AR-15 can be scary, you know, arguably. But we have no reason to be scared of these cowards. They're all wimps. None of them will actually stand by what they believe in, and they all hide behind masks. So for me, it's just the exposing of that. But at the same time, I didn't ever feel afraid, Owen, because they're all just a bunch of wimps.
So we've got Alex Stein here. He's fireside, and he's probably got 9 or 10 cats within a 5-foot radius of himself. He's probably got the Dallas Cowboys game on the big screen, too. Look at him cuddling a cat now. Look at he's cuddling a little cat. He's a little cat cuddler.
No, this one's not little. This one's a fat cat. He has toxoplasmosis. He's about 15 pounds, and he eats only the finest fancy feast.
Look at the cat cuddler. He goes from cuddling cats to cuddling Antifa.
Yeah, I know. And then look at this one. And then this one, the conservative, they've been giving a lot of hate to the pit bulls lately. Now, this is a real dog right here. This is my personal defense mechanism. If you come up in my house, you better either have some steak to give to Ginger. Because that's honestly, that is the way they could get past her, though. If they just brought in some lunch meat, they could easily just toss that and she would chase that. So she's actually not that good at protecting me if that's the only way to distractor.
So but basically,
yeah,
as effective
good of a home defense,
as effective of Antifa role playing outside of a drag kid story time event.
Exactly right, and that's what it is, Owen. Literally, it's these guys are they're literally live action role playing.
No, explain that to people. Dig into that and explain that, because a lot of people don't know what LARPing, live action role playing, is. It's, you know, Dungeons and Dragons in the woods, but these guys do it at Drag Your Kids to Pride.
Well, and you know what's funny, though, is these guys probably, like, you know, and I know you consider yourself a populist, I'm a populist, like, these guys with the guns, obviously, they might ideologically lean with people that are more in favor of repealing the Second Amendment, but I'd imagine that they are pro-Second Amendment. So my point is, we probably get along on a lot more stuff, than we would actually think if we actually sat down and talked, had a drink, hung out. So these people, what they're doing is they're LARPing. They probably like guns. They probably like Call of Duty. They probably like a lot of the masculine, you know, normal guy stuff. But because their ideology is like this weird liberal leftist, they can find any excuse to be to whip out their gun and go out there and play, you know, army. They're going to go do that. But that's what they're doing. It's just live action role playing.
OK, so do you think that's what it is, though? Do you think it's, oh, they're just looking for any event where they can go out and you know, dress up and do this? You don't think they're being paid or told to be there by any group? You think they organically do it? They think it's fun?
Well, it's a little bit of both because, oh, and this is what I hate. And like all these liberal leftists are the ones that call us out because they call us the alt-right ones when we go to these events. But I hate it because sometimes there's people on our side that are embarrassing, right? There's people that are on the conservative side that are going there and saying bad stuff and slurs and embarrassing stuff. So I guess my point is on both sides, there's mentally ill people. There's a lot more mentally ill people on the left side. So
no,
I don't
it's a
know
standard.
Exactly.
You have to be mentally ill to be on the left.
You have to be mentally ill. But see,
the
mental
illness on the right is just a matter of it's just a matter of odds and percentages. I mean,
yeah, no, they have to be. It is. You do not get into the club unless you're diagnosed insane and on 10 different antidepressants. But no, and that's what's scary is because they're on the psychotropic drugs. So like one of them might go crazy and actually shoot somebody. That's what that's what I'm afraid of. But I don't know what their individual motivations are, but I really and truly, I hope, I don't think they go there because they actually want to shoot somebody. I think they want to scare people. I think they want to intimidate people because when you really get in their face, I'm telling you, and I need to clip this part out, but there was people in the crowd that said, I've never seen somebody so scared when I had a camera in their face while holding a gun. Like they were scared of me while I was holding a camera and they were holding rifles. So they're cowards.
Well, and I will say, too, the tactics that you're using here are actually proven. It's actually proven to work because we used to have Antifa like this in Austin, and it was the same thing. And they would go out there and they'd do the same thing and hold their guns and everything. And for 2 years, 2016 and 2017, I just mocked them into submission. And they don't come around anymore. You never see them in Austin anymore. I mocked them into submission. The next thing you can do, so the first thing is proper to step up right there and laugh in their face when they have their guns to show that you're not intimidated by it. But then the next thing, if you want the finisher, Alex, you have to start the Antifa chant right there with them and try to get them to join in. Ah, Antifa, she-sta, and just sit there and chant it right in their face, and they'll be so humiliated and embarrassed that they probably will quit showing their faces. But they do hide behind their masks, though.
No, you're exactly right. The only way I think we can make fun of them, or the only way we can actually get through to their numbskull head, is the mockery. And they hate that the most because they do want to be taken ultra seriously. But really, there's nothing serious about this. They're going in there reading basically like pornographic.
I mean, the guy has a rainbow. He's got a rainbow.
But Owen, what they're defending is that so they can go inside and read pornographic literature to children. Like, it just doesn't even make sense. If they were doing this and they're actually defending something admirable, I'd have respect for them. You know what I mean? But the fact that they're actually trying to defend, you know, transgender story time so kids can get, you know,
well, that's what's amazing because it's I'm sure it's like, I'm sure this is like a one issue group of people that are probably just Second Amendment people and they take guns to every event, whatever. Who knows if they're left or right? But yeah, like you said, it's like, hey, you realize what they're promoting in there, right? Like, you realize what they're promoting. So, Alex Stein with us here. We'll be right back. We'll get his take on... because here's the thing. Imagine if people like this were in the Capitol on January 6th. My God, what would the media say? Holy smokes.
So easy to fly through a window.
All right, I'm going to need a little clarification here from Alex Stein because I'm just not getting it, to be honest. And maybe he can help me out. I got two questions maybe he can answer. First, let's start with this. What is 2SLBGTQI+? This is from this is from Justin Trudeau. The attack on the 2SLGBTQI+ community in Colorado Springs is horrifying. And then people are posting this other stuff, LGBTTTIQAPP. I mean, where are we at here, Alex? What is a 2SLGBTQIA+? Can you offer me a clarification here?
Yeah, well, it's easy when you're not a right-wing bigot like yourself. Oh, yes, two-spirit. Geez. That's what 2S stands for, two-spirit. So somebody
is that what
has
Trudeau is?
One spirit. Yes, he's a two spirit. Yes, he's Satan and Moloch are his two spirits. No, but I mean, you know, this is kind of like this old cliche joke. We're just adding alphabets or adding letters. I mean, we're going to run out of letters of the alphabet to represent people's sexuality. But this is the problem. Is listen, you want to be go, you want to go be gay. You're an adult. That's fine. But why do we need to put pride flags in elementary schools? Why are we putting trans flags in elementary schools? Why are we even talking about sexual stuff with elementary schools? Why are we defining gay people by who they want to have sex with? It just doesn't make sense. It's all some sort of focus on who people have sex with. We need to define people by, you know, the content of their character, not what they do when they're in a bedroom with other people. So that's what I'm really sick of, Owen, is the indoctrination.
It's a two-pronged attack. What you have is you do have the people that are into getting the access to kids. There is that element, no doubt. We saw that with the pedophiles, sexual abusers, child abusers that got into the drag queen story time. It's just men that then change their name, dress as women, and then they get access to your kids. Then they do a background check. You know, months later, they find out, oh, that person was a pedophile. Oh, oops. So there's definitely that element of it, the people that want to use this to get the access to the kids. But, you know, the other element, which is the larger element that we tend to kind of pass by, but it's just the truth. It's liberals and Democrats using children to advance their political agenda. And that's what this is. They want to use this and they want to say, oh, look, kids are gay. Kids are two-spirit. Oh, look, the kids are doing it. It's great for the kids. We love it, the kids. And so they make it like an issue about the kids. And then when you say, hey, we don't want to chop off kids' weenies and call it trans surgery, they say, oh, you're a bigot. Oh, you're against children.
100%. And they're right when they say that. I mean, No, but this is the other thing is when you see Boston's Children's Hospital, one of their head of their director, whatever, board of directors, even said that one of the best parts about the transitional therapy is that they have a lifelong patient. So these people have to go to thousands of literal visits for the rest of their life. They can never stop taking these hormones. So they have a financial incentive to basically prescribe gender dysphoria with medication that will only make them go down a path that they cannot turn back on. These people that say puberty blockers are reversible, they are irreversible. You have one window of puberty. If you stunt that growth at all, you're not going to be able to redo your puberty at age 25. So these people are evil. It's absolutely insane when it comes to the motivation that these people have to basically just confuse these young children.
Well, and this is kind of a new phenomenon. So what we're starting to see sprout up organically is the first wave of victims to this trans kid agenda. The first wave of victims are now getting, you know, to 18, 19, 20 years old. And they're saying, wait a second, you've destroyed my body. You've destroyed my life. You've destroyed my mind. And so more and more, a lot of them are speaking out. A lot of them are going public. A lot of them are organizing, saying, you know, why did you do this to me? I was 14 years old. I didn't know any better. I mean, yeah, it's like, imagine the stuff you thought you were, wanted to be at 14. Yeah, you were a goofball kid, of course. And now they just say, yeah, go into surgery. We'll make $500,000 off you in your lifetime. So this is going to catch up to them. This cannot go on forever. It has a finite timeline. But when you're out there at the event, I know that you were out there and a couple other people were out there in the media. Like, I think Sarah Gonzalez was out there as well from the Blaze. I mean, how much pushback?
Taylor Hansen.
Okay, Taylor's great. How much pushback is there? I mean, it looks like they just love it. They love those little kids getting access to them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to see now, ever since we went viral with the Drag Your Kids to Storytime event where it said it's not going to lick itself. Oh, and I remember I came on the show the day after that. I came on your program the next day. I think that was a Sunday and it was on a Saturday, I believe. And this is the problem. Is I think it's radicalized them to be even more insane when it comes to putting on these events, because then they know that, oh, well, now it's going to be a publicity stunt on their end. So now they have people like, I forget the author for the Dallas Morning News, but her first name's Lauren. I forget her last name. But she went and covered the event, didn't even mention the armed Antifa. So they know that they have the media on their side. So basically these people are just doing it to antagonize people like myself that are calling it out. So in a weird way, people say, oh, Alex, when you go act insane at a school board meeting or a city council meeting, it messes up the meeting. That's false, because there's multiple occasions where the mayors said, oh, that made the meeting better. But in this instance, I think the radicalization of us calling them out is almost making them want to do it more to piss us off. So I'm a little worried about that. I feel like there's just been a coordinated effort to do more and more children-friendly drag gay events.
Well, there's no doubt that's part of the leftist psychology is doing things just to piss you off, doing abnormal things and telling you they're normal just to anger you. That's 100% part of the liberal psychology. It's part of their mental illness. But here's the second question I have for you now. Because the Democrats are out calling to ban guns right now, today. They're calling to ban guns. And so if you look, though, guys, put the footage back on there. So these guys are not just out there with guns, which the left is not going to complain. Oh, they love guns to protect them. They just don't want you, the free citizen, to have a gun. But when you talk to these armed guys, I mean, they've got like headsets. It's like you said, I mean, they want to be taken seriously. I mean, they're out there. I don't know where they get all this equipment. I don't know how much training they have. But I mean, they put the headsets on. They've got communications. They've got the full body armor. I mean, can you imagine if you had somebody like that? Guys, pause it right here. These guys have headsets, eye goggles, fully armed, body armor, face masks, all of it. Can you imagine if somebody like that was on the grounds, the Capitol grounds on January 6th? And then do you expect there to be any liberals calling for these individuals to be disarmed?
It'd be like Nick Sandman if they had a conservative, that guy had a MAGA hat on and was up there. I mean, they love it. They love to just see one proud boy, one guy in a black and gold polo. They'll put that picture, you know, they'll give it as much attention as possible. So, yeah, I mean, it's a double standard, and we know that. You know that that's a double standard. But at the same time, they have all this gear. These guys want to intimidate us. They want to scare us. And I think any parent that would bring their kid to an event where their children could be indirectly scared. Mommy, daddy, I'm walking to an event and now you have guys that are waving flags, yelling at people while holding huge guns. I mean, it's not an environment that I would consider children or child friendly.
But the exact opposite.
Keep bringing them there. Yeah, but these evil people will keep going to children's events with their guns. It just doesn't make sense. It's literally insane. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's going to get crazier. I mean, that's the only thing here is it's going to get crazier. This obviously has a finite life. It's not going to go on forever. It's complete insanity, but it's only going to get crazier. And I think because of what you discussed earlier, the whole approach of let's be as crazy as possible just to take a jab at conservatives. I mean, seriously, what more can they do? I mean, they take children to sex dungeons. They play rainbow dildo ring toss. They have rainbow dildo butt monkey for kid events. I mean, what? Seriously, I mean, maybe I shouldn't even ask you, but it's like, what are they going to do next?
No, and I get really worried about it. Like I said this earlier when I talk about the psychotropic drugs, but you know that they want to have their version of Kyle Rittenhouse. They want to have their Antifa person that had to shoot somebody in self-defense. So I honestly feel like there is going to be some sort of escalation. I don't know if that would necessarily happen in Dallas. I don't know if it'll necessarily happen in an event that I'm at. But I think that would be the next possibility for the people on the left is them showing and actually using some sort of lethal force and being like, we had to do it. We killed the fascists. Now, there has been circumstances where that has happened.
That happened in Colorado, actually, to a veteran, Trump supporter.
Exactly right. Yeah, and I just have a feeling that that's going to happen more frequently or it will be a bigger story and get more attention. I think that's sadly the next step when it comes to this. There will be some sort of physical. I hope not. I pray that that doesn't happen. I think that's the next step in this culture war that's just naturally going to happen because these people are insane and nobody wants to get shot. Nobody really necessarily wants to shoot anybody. I guarantee it. But at the same time, you're dealing with crazy people that have a lot of self-esteem issues, that have a lot of mental health issues. And now that their identity is being, you know, shaken or being, you know, they don't like being rattled. These people are not, they don't do well in high pressure situations. So when you give these people a gun and enough, you know, antipsychotic drugs in a high pressure situation, Lord knows what can happen, Owen.
They might need a rattle though. They might need, maybe if we gave them some baby rattles, maybe that would distract them and help out. But I want to ask, coming up, stick around if you can. So were they didn't like Sarah up there as the cat lady. Were they bigoted as a trans species individual? And then there's this woman. I haven't even seen this gem. Maybe we should check in with her when we come back. Holy smokes.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see the wellness company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to the wellness company.
And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So this psychotic woman that's screaming, these people are so deranged. We can't even play the clip, folks, because it's just nothing but obscenities. It's just she's shouting obscenities. But put her on the screen here. I mean, look, Alex.
Oh, and she starts crying. Yeah, she starts crying.
And that's what I was going to say, because, look, you and I, we're fun-loving guys. But at the end of the day, I mean, we really do have a heart. I mean, and I feel bad. I mean, I look at these people. This is a woman who is severely traumatized by years of psychological abuse. And here she is just at a breaking point with it now when reality smacks her in the face. And that's what's so sad about this is the reason why we have these massive psychotic breaks from leftists is because they've been taught an entirely false worldview. They believe an entirely false world. And when reality hits them, they break down, Alex.
No, you're exactly right. That reality check, it's a hard pill to swallow. And that's why they call it, you know, taking the red pill. I mean, these people are still basically zonked out on their Brave New World soma. They're on their blue pill. And once you start getting a little bit of that red pill, when people start tossing them at you, it's hard. If you're not used to it, if you're not expecting it and your cage gets rattled, it's not a pleasant experience. And you can tell she did not have a pleasant experience. And this is another thing you mentioned, empathy and being empathetic. Now, I am not better than anybody. I would never, ever claim to be. But I'm saying with these people, even though that they're morally repugnant, these abortionists, they have, you know, ideologies that I would, you know, think are absolutely disgusting. I think we do need to be empathetic to them, even though they are so repugnant compared to us morally, because they were probably abused. They were probably victims, or they're probably under some sort of mass formation hypnosis, Owen. And I know you realize that, but there was a time when I was like them, you know, not that I was a loony leftist like that by any means, but, you know, I see the good in these people, even though they're evil, even though they're probably like, you know, taken over by some sort of satanic being there. I feel like there's good in everybody. And I wish we could just, I know it sounds corny and cliche, but I wish we could all just hold hands and sing Kumbaya and all get along.
Or at least return to those moments that we could share, like going to a ball game or going to a movie theater. But the left has ruined that stuff, too, now. And, you know, here's kind of, this has been my experience, and I don't know if you've had a similar experience, but let's say, you know, when I first took the red pill, a lot of people, the first time a lot of people were ever exposed to me was the AIDS Skrillex, Carl the Cuck famous video from 2016 when we're outside a Trump rally. And genuinely at that time, I mean, from the period of 2013, when I let's say, took the red pill to about that time in 2016, I really assumed that people would want the information and the stuff that I had been denied access to that I now knew and understood. I thought I could share it with them. I thought I could tell them, hey, you're being tricked, you're being lied to, you're being abused. And that's what that was the whole thing out there on the streets that day. I was like, hey, look, you know, you're being lied to about Trump. You're being lied to about this. You're being lied to about that. And you realize they don't care. That's what's sad is they really don't care. I guess it's the old cliche. You can take a horse to water, but you can't teach him to drink. I mean, That's what these people are. They don't want the fountain of knowledge. They don't want the fountain of reality. They don't want to control their future. And that's all the same signs of an abuse victim.
No, Owen, and you nailed it. No amount of evidence can convince an idiot. And that's the thing is, I thought that same thing when I started talking about truth or I started talking about conspiracies. I thought everybody would just eat it up. Oh, this is the truth. The government's lying. They never had weapons of mass destruction. You know, there's an Operation Northwoods. You know, it was a plan for 9/11. Blah, 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 blah. You're just yelling at people, giving them all this information. They don't even want to hear it, Owen. They don't even want it because they don't want to break that cognitive dissonance. Even though they know the government lies to us, even though they know there's classified levels of information that you and I will never be privy to, they still somehow, some way have cognitive dissonance and still have faith that the people in charge actually have our best interests in mind. So, no, it's really weird trying to break people out of that spell. And I think now the only way to do it for me is trying to make people laugh and then make them question, is this real or is this fake?
Yeah, maybe a little public humiliation ritual is what's going to do it. They feel a little shame. Maybe they have a little second thought. Maybe they get brushed aside like a twig, you know, like that. I mean, come on, man. Look at that arm strafe. He's living his prime time 99. All right, we got Alex here with us for one more segment just to kind of get into any other news, anything else he's noticing. But, you know, obviously having to go and face down these psychotics. I mean, your videos are getting millions of views. That one's probably been seen 5 million times at this point. What else is on Alex Stein's radar? What else is Alex Stein thinking about when he's not trolling the people that take flags out of plastic bags and wave them around like it's a movement, like we don't realize they just bought them that morning?
Well, I appreciate that. And for the people playing at home, to break the fourth wall, Owen and I will be spending this Thanksgiving together. So I'm excited to be and hang out with you this holiday season with you. So, but other than that, Owen, I'd like to get your opinion on this. Now I see in the conservative side, people are freaking out. Now, I definitely want Herschel Walker to win over Warnock. I think that's a very important race. But when it comes to the Dr. Oz and Fetterman race, for me, I, of course, wanted Oz to win. But now, after seeing these pictures of Fetterman in a suit on Capitol Hill, you know, lurching around Washington, D.C., I think we're going to have an endless amount of content for the next few years. So I'm very grateful for John Fetterman. What do you think about that, Owen?
I have a feeling if this timeline plays itself out as you envision, at some point in the future, you will be called an ableist. And they will say you're not allowed to troll or make fun of Fetterman because of his severe mental disorder.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's what they said after his debate, after he did so poorly. The people that called him out, they called him ableist, because we want a senator that's able to not have to have some sort of interpreter for them to ask a simple question. Can you imagine him trying to get some sort of legislation done, actually having to read a bill, actually having to do some sort of actual comprehension if the guy can't even string two words together? But no, if you call that out, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're an ableist.
Ableist!
Ableist.
You know what, though?
I don't mind that one. I don't mind that. They can call me ableist all they want. That one, that's no big deal. I kind of like ableist a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you're an ableist. Like, yeah, I'm an ableist. I want a fast runner to run in the track meet. Like, I guess I'm an ableist. So, yeah. Here's the question, though, as we got the cat takeover now. The cats are taking over the screen.
Yeah, I know. Sky Bear. He's going. I know. I'm telling you, folks, because I got the good microphone.
I don't know how Stein doesn't cough up a hairball on air here. But here's the question that's so incredible. How does Fetterman really get in? I mean, you gotta wonder, because the whole situation with the wife, I mean, there's some story there with the wife. I don't know. She looks like some sort of a succubus, like witch type of thing. And then you've got the fact that he can't talk. He held a shotgun to a neighbor, to some guy, a black jogger's chest. I mean, it's like so ridiculous. Everybody knows the Ahmaud Arbery story, but Fetterman was the original deal, putting the shotgun to a jogger's chest, an innocent jogger. He can't read. I mean, it's just like, how does this guy, what is it, a big joke? Is this like a big joke on society? Was it like a test? I mean, how?
And Owen, you know exactly what it is. It's just like Katie Hobbs, who basically campaigned from her freaking basement, like Joe Biden. I know she was Secretary of State in charge of that election. But I think with any sort of election, if you can freaking hook it up to the Wi-Fi, if the CIA, NSA, if any of these people can get access to any sort of these machines, then how are we supposed to have faith in it? And it's like, you're going to tell me Joe Biden got 81 million votes?
But why Fetterman? But why Fetterman? Okay, I get it. The Democrats own Pennsylvania. They can do whatever the hell they want. Everybody knows it. They own it now. Why Fetterman? Like, what is
because
that?
Because he's so dumb. Because he's such an android. He's literally just, he's not even a human being at this point. He's like levers. He's like buttons. He's the only person that's dumber than Joe Biden. And that's why they like Joe Biden. You know this. There's a video of Barack Obama talking about how he would like to do his third term as a shadow president in the basement with an earpiece. Because they don't want actual politicians that want to go and buck the system. They want yes men. There is a shadow government that is calling the shots. You know that. You're not a dummy. I'm not a dummy. He is perfect. When you have a shadow government, a guy like John Fetterman, who's going to probably take all the heat off, he's literally going to be like a walking joke. But if he's going to vote your way in every single instance, it doesn't matter. It's great. He's even better because then he takes off a lot of the attention off the real politicians that are smart, that are actually circumventing our freedom. So I think John Fetterman, sadly, not qualified for the job, but he's going to give us an endless amount of content over Lord knows until the thing growing from his neck takes over his body and his brain.
Him and
we're gonna get some great content.
Yeah, him and his wife Esmeralda. You know that his office is in a bell tower. That's not a joke,
no,
by the way.
Quasimodo.
I'm not joking.
It really is.
No, it is. Wow. No, guys, put it in just so you can see it. Put in John Fetterman office bell tower. Go ahead. I know it's
that. They call her Jersey Giselle. I mean, there's something goofy about her as well.
No, she's got some vibes. She's got something. She's got like Fetterman under like a witchcraft spell or something, I think.
Well, it's 90 Day Fiancé. You know, she was an illegal immigrant and then she married him and got her green card, you know, good for her. And you didn't know that. You didn't know that. Yes. And so you
missed that one.
But nobody's earned a green card harder than having to sleep with John Fetterman. So she earned that green card. I mean, I'm not upset that she got that.
She's the new senator of Pennsylvania. Lurch, no, she's the new senator.
For sure. She's calling the shot. She has Michael Obama vibes going on. She's the real, she's a shadow senator right now.
For sure. And that's why she's always seen with him. She's the one marching him around. There's basically like an invisible leash that she has him on as they climb up the bell tower. I mean, what are they going to do? Like install like an actual bell that he can like hang and swing from? And hey, John Fetterman!
Well, and listen, we got Fetterman, which I know he's, you know, politics stink, but he's going to be endless. And then Nancy Pelosi's out of there. She's getting fired. I mean, was, you know, I was at Mar-a-Lago, and I'm not trying to name drop like I'm some cool guy. But when it came to Trump, I have to say every single, and this is me speaking honest, every single person there who I spoke to personally also had nice things to say about Ron DeSantis. So that makes me worry about this is going to be a primary where I hope they don't kill each other. But on top of that, when Trump was dunking on the left, those are some of his best dunks, was dunking on, you know, Fetterman or Joe Biden, naming the wrong state, you know, saying that he's in Florida. So I guess my whole point is I'm just a little nervous to see what the future holds. But I like the Donald Trump calling out Nancy Pelosi for losing her spot. I like this kind of 2016 vibes. Yeah. But I don't know if we can recapture it exactly the same.
It definitely is already feeling 2016 to me. It definitely is already the sequel to 2016, whether Hillary ends up throwing her hat in the ring or not. But this has 2016 written all over it. No offseason, just right into the presidential election cycle now. But I think the issue, you know, look, I'm not too worried about a heated primary season. Trump went through it before, and he ended up being a good ally with Rubio and Cruz that basically took each other through the ringer. So I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves either, because I just feel like DeSantis hasn't even announced he's running. He's still taking care of business in Florida. They just had another hurricane. So I think this is Trump, though, before the primary season even starts, saying, all right, anybody who wants to get in the ring with me, get ready, because I'm swinging for the fences. So come on in if you want, but he really wants to be president again. That's how I see it.
Yeah, and definitely Trump is the rightful heir to the throne because of what happened in 2020, you know, having it stolen from him. So that's, I mean, I'm empathetic to Trump. He's in line for it. I just don't want a guy that has every single option in the world. He even talked about it in his speech. He said, I don't need to be president. And he points to beautiful Mar-a-Lago. He's like, this is where I live every day. And I actually want to go move to Washington, D.C. This is very dumb.
Yeah, which is a dump right now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, why leave? Beautiful. He's at West Palm Beach. He's looking at the ocean. The weather is 75 degrees. I mean, it couldn't be any more beautiful. The most opulent place. Service. I mean, the service there, service with a smile. You think Chick-fil-A has good service? Go to Mar-a-Lago. And he wants to give that all up so he can be best friends with Kevin McCarthy and hang out in D.C. I mean, it doesn't actually make sense when you got Melania at home. Just go play golf and be with Melania. But at the same time, he's Donald Trump. He's one of the biggest and baddest to ever exist. So I could never give him advice. I could only take advice from a guy like Donald Trump.
Boy, wouldn't that be the life? Play golf and then go home to Melania? I better stop. All right, Alex Stein. Alex Stein, the legend, is with us here. We thank you for joining us, Alex. And just thank you for making us laugh.
No, I appreciate it, Owen. Thank you for always giving me a platform to come on here and speak some truth. And that's the other thing is, He's going, hey, you know, man. There's not a lot of us left, so I'm very grateful to call you a friend.
Anytime you want to come on these airwaves and rub your pussy on the camera, we're perfectly fine with it. It's his cat. It's legal. Come
it's
on, guys. Don't get your minds out of the gutters. Jeez. Give out the phone number. We're just gonna do open lines. Anything is fair game. Open lines. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I just ask that you have your point ready to go so that we can take as many calls as efficiently and effectively as possible here on this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show, and then we'll go right.